There's that school bell. You know what that means. It's time for the Warren County Radio Bible School. Every now and then someone will send me a message and tell me, I really enjoy your dinner bell lessons. But I'm not trying to ring a dinner bell. I suppose you could think of it as a dinner bell, because Jesus did say, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth from the mouth of God. And since we're studying the Bible and the Word of God, I guess you could say this is a feast for the soul, or a dinner for the soul. But I intend this to be a school bell that you hear, and think about yourself going to Bible school. Actually, the lessons we're studying were written for Bible school. Bible schools on Sunday we often call Sunday school. And this lesson was written for the Sunday of November 26, 1922 by E.A. Elam. And it's coming as his lesson on Jesus the Great Missionary with the text of Luke chapter 8. So you'll want to get your Bibles and be turning to Luke chapter 8 at this time. And while you're doing that, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Now, Rock Cliff is a little spot just across from Mount Zion Road between McMinnville and Biola. It lies at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain. In fact, the meeting house that used to stand there built on a foundation of rocks that were carried down from that mountain. And now there's a meeting house that had replaced that little wooden structure in a nice brick building there. And that's where we meet on Sunday mornings to worship God. And you're welcome to any of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And now let's turn back to our Sunday school lesson. And we'll begin reading the notes Elam wrote from Luke chapter 8. In the introduction, Elam says, this lesson embraces two different passages of Scripture, both, however, in the same chapter, but relating to different events in Jesus' ministry, but both representing Jesus as a great missionary. Following this lesson, there will appeal a short article on missionary work. It will state that a missionary is one who has been sent on a mission. Jesus was sent on the very greatest mission of which there can be any conception, namely, to seek and to save the lost, and to call sinners to repentance. Jesus came to serve and not to be served, to give his life for the salvation of all who will accept him, to taste of death for every man, to shed his blood for many for the remission of sins, to arise again from the dead for our justification, to return to heaven as a conqueror of death and Satan, to live in the presence of God as a priest and advocate, and to make intercession for all who trust in him, and to return the second time to usher in the new heavens and earth in which the righteous will dwell forever, or to take his redeemed ones home. All his followers have his spirit. In the explanatory notes of this lesson, we read in Luke chapter 8 and verse 1 that it came to pass soon afterward that he went about the cities and villages preaching and bringing the good tidings of the kingdom of God, and with him the 12. Soon afterwards. That is soon after the events of Luke 7, 36 through 50. Jesus made a preaching tour of this verse. He made different tours going from village to village and from city to city. There were many references to him traveling about like this preaching. Wouldn't it have been wonderful to accompany him from little village to little village in Galilee as he went about preaching in this manner? Besides his preaching, Jesus went about doing good, healing all manner of diseases, giving sight to the blind and hearing to the deaf, casting out demons and raising the dead. He also sent the 12 and later the 70 to preach the gospel of the kingdom to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. In the end, he sent his apostles to teach all nations, Matthew 28:19-20, and to preach the gospel to the whole creation, Mark 16:15-16, and to preach repentance and remission of sins in his name unto all the nations, beginning at Jerusalem, Luke 24:47. 1 Timothy 3:15 tells us the church is the pillar and the ground of truth, and it is now the mission of the church to preach the gospel into all the world. Now, with Jesus was Mary Magdalene and other women. We read in Luke 8:2-3, that certain women who had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities were with him, Mary that was called Magdalene, from whom seven demons had called out, and Joanna, the wife of Cusas, Herod's steward, and Susanna, and many others who ministered unto them of their substance. With Jesus and his apostles were these certain women, whom he had healed of evil spirits and infirmities, who ministered unto them of their substance. Jesus had done so much for them that in gratitude they followed him to minister to him and his apostles. They were Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Susanna, and many others. They possessed some means, or they could not have supplied the necessities to Jesus and his apostles. Their home affairs did not interfere with their going and making public speeches. Joanna, being the wife of steward, being the wife of the steward of Herod Antipas, shows us that these women were of good standing. They were not outcast. Such women today can serve Jesus and do good, to minister unto the humblest, the poorest, the weakest, and the most ignorant of Christ's disciples, and to have fellowship in furtherance of the gospel to minister unto Christ. Let us not forget this, but let us do it, rendering to these good women later. In Mark 15:41, it says, they ministered unto him when he was in Galilee, and they with many others had come to him to Jerusalem. Matthew 27:55 says they had followed Jesus from Galilee, ministering unto him. This service, like that of Mary's anointing Jesus, will never be forgotten. Little did these grateful women think that their loving service would be incorporated into the gospel of the Son of God. But in every service now rendered to Christ poor, will meet all who render it at the judgment as an eternal blessing. Inasmuch as ye did it unto one of these my brethren, even these least, ye did it unto me, Jesus said. Susanna is nowhere else mentioned. Joanna is again mentioned with the women who saw Jesus after his resurrection. In Luke 24:10, this is the first mention of Mary Magdalene. Magdalene is a woman of Magdala, or maybe the better way to say that was Magadan, Matthew 15:39, a town on the western shore of the Sea of Galilee. This indicates that this place was Mary's home. The name seemed to have attached to Mary to distinguish her from the other Marys of the New Testament. Besides this Mary, were Mary the mother of Jesus, Mary the sister of Martha and Lazarus, Mary the wife of Cleopas, Mary the mother of John Mark, and a Mary mentioned by Paul in Romans 16:6. Mary Magdalene was not the woman of Luke 7:36-50 who washed Jesus' feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair and anointed them with ointment, for she was not the sister of Martha and Lazarus. Until delivered by Jesus, she was unfortunately possessed of seven demons. How these afflicted her is not stated, but she was in a wretched condition. Because she had been saved from this state of misery, she was very careful and manifested her gratitude in the substantial way given in this lesson by a life of service to her Savior. More than once, the fact is stated that Jesus cast out of her seven demons. Sin must have prepared people for the possession of demons, at least on some occasions, just as purity and righteousness prepared them for the indwelling of God's Spirit. The unclean spirit, having gone out of a man, returned to his house and found it empty, swept, and garnished, or the heart vacant, and went in, taking seven other spirits more evil than himself. Matthew 12:43-45. This shows that the condition of the heart fitted it for the occupancy of these spirits. But there is no proof that Mary Magdalene was a prostitute, as some would have her. Having been cleansed of demons and saved to the service of Jesus, Mary Magdalene became associated with the best women on earth, and with the mother of Jesus, John 19:25, the mother of James the Less, and Joses, and the mother of James and John, Mark 15:40, and others that stood afar off beholding Jesus on the cross, Luke 23:49. Being a Christian now places one in the best of company. With these, Mary waited at the cross until all was over, followed the body of Jesus to its burial, rested on the Sabbath, and just as soon as it was ended at sunset, brought spices with which to anoint the body, Mark 16:1. Very early in the morning, we read, Matthew 28:1 and Mark 16:2 and John 20:1, they went to the tomb, and finding it empty, ran in sorrow to tell Peter and John that the body had been removed, John 22. Returning, following Peter and John to the tomb, and looking in, saw the angel, and then turned and saw the Lord. She was the first human being to see the risen Lord, and was the first one to send the good news of his resurrection. Her faithfulness and loving service was greatly rewarded. Let me read that to you from John 20:11. It says, "But Mary was standing without at the tomb weeping. So as soon as she wept, she stooped and looked into the tomb. And she beholding two angels in white sitting, one at the head and the other at the feet where the body of Jesus was lain. And they say unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? She said unto them, Because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him. When she had thus said, she turned herself back, and beholdeth Jesus standing, and knew not that it was Jesus. Jesus said unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? She, supposing him to be the gardener, saith unto him, Sir, if thou hast borne him thence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. Jesus said unto her, Mary, she turned herself and said to him in Hebrew, Rabboni, which is to say, Teacher. Jesus said to her, Touch me not. I'm not yet ascended into the Father, but go unto my brethren and say to them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father and to my God and your God. Mary Magdalene cometh and telleth the disciples, I have seen the Lord, and that he had said these things unto her. We read about Jesus crossing the sea in Luke 8:26. And they arrived in the country of the Gergesenes, which is over against Galilee. It says in Mark 5:1 that they arrived at the country of the Gergesenes, having come to the other side of the sea. That is, from the western side. That's where Jesus had spoke the parable of the sower and other parables. On this journey, a great storm swooped down upon the mountains, upon the apostles rowing the boat, while Jesus, weary with arduous work of the day, lay asleep on the seaman's cushion. The waves were filling the boat, and the wild winds were about to wreck it. And affrighted, the disciples awoke Jesus and cried out, Master, we perish. The strength and majesty of him through whom all things were created, he rebuked the winds and the waves, saying, Peace be still. And a great calm followed. Mark 4, 35 through 41. We're going to have to pick up our study there in our next class, so you be listening for that school bell and get your Bible.